Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets of Muhammad as well as on his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge for Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you my favor. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as I advise you, to have awareness, consciousness, regard, taqwa for Allah the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laqad anzalna ilaykum kitaban fihi ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله ودين. The expression is as follows. I see refuge from Allah against the shaitan to reject it. Indeed, we have bestowed upon you a book that mentions you. Do you not understand? This is the 10th ayat of the 21st surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, the importance of the month of Ramadan. That's the heading. And this is finding ourselves in the Quran. Finding ourselves in the Quran. with a reported of saying of Muhammad the Prophet, the press, peace be upon him, Al-Gamah bin Waqqas said, radiallahu anhu, that he heard Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, say, when he was addressing the people, he said that I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, actions are but by intention, and every man shall have but that which he intended. So he is whose immigration was for Allah and his messenger, his immigration was for Allah and his messenger. But he whose immigration was for some worldly benefit or to take some woman in marriage, his immigration was for that which he migrated. So as we approach, God willing, we say inshallah, as we approach the coming of the month of Ramadan, we know for most of us this will be a time of reflections, a time of reflection. If we're not already having some reflection on it right now, and already, you know, thinking, counting days and doing all of that. All that happens because we know that the month of Ramadan is so close, inshallah. It's a time of reflection, evaluating, correcting, and there are so many other ways we can say the same thing when what we do in this action. But this month that we will be very introspective for us. We talked about that a little bit on Sunday in Tallinn. When this month approaches, we know that, you know, so many thoughts come to our minds. We know this is the month that the Quran was revealed, and this is no small thing for us as Muslims who adhere to this book as our scripture. It is no small thing when we look at this reporting that I'm going to bring up now. And of course, all reportings have to have some scrutiny. This one's no exception. But one thing I want to, the reason why I want to use in this presentation is that it's a connection I see that we all have, not just as Muslims, but as all believers. Because the revelations were not just for one group. And I must say this, the start of... this is kind of in line. This is in line with the start of my Ramadan, my line of thought for Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, and what I want to present during Ramadan in any shape, fashion, or form, Talim or Kutbah, whatever it may be. This is my line of thought. And it will have a lot of these key words that I'm going to use today. It's going to still have these key words in it for during Ramadan. And after, I don't know. Allah's the best knower. Introspection, basically. Introspection. That's where I'm at. Which is the examination or the observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. Listen, over the last few months for myself, I've done a lot of this, a lot of introspection. And some days, you know, some days you have to be honest with yourself. Some days you don't like what you think about. Some days you don't like what you realize about yourself. And some days you do. But when we look at this life, we have to be willing to look at ourselves. This is what I believe the purpose of Ramadan is. When we see the tradition that says that Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessed be upon him, is reported to have said the scriptures of Abraham, upon him be peace, were revealed on the first night of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed after six nights of Ramadan had passed. The gospel was revealed after 13 nights of Ramadan had passed. And the Quran was revealed after 24 nights of Ramadan had passed. Now, we all know that we look for the 27th night. And if you take what it said after the 24th night. So that means it's the 25th night, the 20th. We really don't know. He said, the tradition is that he, because of the argument, that he forgot what day it was. But again, we can sit here, we can debate the soundness, and we can do that. I just think that we're given tools to look at something and we see if it has a value. And the whole purpose of sending messengers and revelations were to bring mankind back in line with the way Allah intended. Then we have to look at that connection between us all, the children of Abraham, believers. Now again, this month is the month in which we fast, the month in which we read a juice, 30th of a day. And of course, there's so much more, but my point here is that the month is special because it's the month in which we can see that humanity was thought of by God. And we being grateful for another chance must take the time now to look at ourselves. This is why the Quran was sent down to us. The ayah begins with emphatic lakat, the particle of certainty. When Allah says, lakat, let me get back to it. I want to make sure I read. It says, lakat anzalna ilaykum. Indeed, we have bestowed upon you a book. We know that in the beginning of the Quran, right after Al-Fatiha and Surah Baqarah, Allah says in the second ayat, he says, تِلْكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ. This is the book about which there is no doubt. Fihi huddan, a guidance lil muttaqin, for those who are conscious of Allah. Lil rayba, no doubt. Though not the same word, when Allah uses or says words that are for us to realize that without no doubt, period, certainty, end of discussion. He's saying that without a doubt, I sent us a book, and this book has a purpose. Nazalla, to send down. And form forward, it means it's a reason, it's a cause, causative. Something caused it to be sent down. The condition of man caused Allah to reveal scripture. Allah did not leave the book with him, the master book with him, and say, well, let them figure it out for themselves. No, he sent the book down as he sent down other scriptures down for a purpose. Now, when we look at how the revelation came, and no, technically we won't get a visit from Jibril alayhi salam, but each time this month comes, it's revealed again and again and again to open hearts. And those with, and later we'll talk about this a little bit, with open minds, open intellects. But back to the sending down the book, we know that through to traditions that receiving the revelation was very physically demanding event on top of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was never something that just came and it was smooth. It was always a physical, something physically demanding on him. So what does that say to us? And of course, this is my take on it. Do you know that we can go through so many months of Ramadan? We can all sit back and say, well, how many months of Ramadan? How many Ramadans have I been through? And when we come to the next one, we always say to ourselves, well, I need this one to be better than before. Regardless if the last one was taxing on us, went smooth for us, it may have been easier, you know, than we expected. What I'm bringing now is that the getting, the receiving, the accepting of God's word is never going to be an easy thing to do from a physical standpoint or a mental standpoint. Why? Because we go through so much. And I say this, we go through so much only if we are on the page of wanting to be better ourselves. It's never going to be an easy task for us to try to say, I need to be better than I was. This is why today we begin to look at ourselves. When I say ourselves, think of ourself, right? Our soul, our inner beings, the insides of us, because the whole month will make you do just that. You spend a whole lot of time all of a sudden, and this goes regardless, you know, if your situation, and I'll bring this up, how you fast. But when you're not eating and drinking, you spend a whole lot more time thinking. A whole more lot of time saying, well, I ain't got to run to the refrigerator. I ain't got to run to get no water. Now you're thinking. Now your time is all of a sudden a little more freer. And for us, the hardship of having the Quran revealed to us is the hardship of changing ourselves into something we're supposed to be. This book was revealed in this month. Kitaban, right? A book in the expression, a book. But it means writer, scribe. But now kitab means book, writing, scripture, revelation. Now, why would we have to look at it from a different way? For us to think. And we'll get to that a little bit later again, inshallah. But when we look at the Quran, it is a book revealed, but it is also being written. The month of the Ramadan is the month of revelation. And as I bring this first part to a close, Imam Muhammad, he said, Ramadan is the month in which descended the Quran as a guidance for all people and as clear evidence of the criteria of what is guidance and what is not guidance. How can we tell what guidance is for us and what is not guidance for us? Clearly, by using the Quran. The Imam said clear evidence of the criteria. We know that criteria is, it's a principle or standard by which something may be judged or decided. You know, brothers and sisters, in our own lives, we have to be able to figure out what is for us and what is not for us. And in the month of the Ramadan, we have what is to be our criteria. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in that ultimate wisdom that he has. That unmeasurable wisdom that he has. That quality of being the sustainer, the maintainer of all the systems of knowledge, decided to give us a book. And that would not only give us guidance, but be designed to give each and every one our own special guidance. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The importance of the month of Ramadan, finding ourselves in the Quran. So the Kitab is a book, the book that we receive to write our own lives with. You have to understand, Allah is the author, publisher of this book. But with this book, we write our own lives. It is a book that has our lives written inside of it already. Well, how can you say that, Imam? Well, I don't. Allah does. Allah says, indeed, we have bestowed upon you a book that mentions you. Fihi dikrakum. Dikrukum. Fihi dikrakum. In it, fihi. Fihi in it. Dikrukum. Is your mention. Is your mention. This is right here today. This is right here for today. In this book is your mention. Allah says in the tradition of Muhammad in Hadith Qudsi, Allah the Almighty said, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. And if he makes mention of me in an assembly, I make mention of him in an assembly better than that. And that's not the whole tradition, but that's what I need for today. Now, don't get spooky on me now. If Allah says, here is a book that mentions you, it mentions me, it mentions all of us. That believe in it first and foremost. You have to believe in this book. You have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we go to the book in search of finding what our life is supposed to be, then we have been mentioned in something so grand, so big. Allah also mentions us to himself and to the angels. And did we not read that today in Surah 18? When Allah says, and recall when we said to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam. When Allah created Adam, alayhi salam, he created us. We have to realize that we are all in that same dynamic. But each time we go to the book with a sincere heart, with a yearning for the word of Allah to touch us, to help us, to protect us, to guide us, then we have gone somewhere we can find exactly what we seek. But in the same token, some go to the Quran only to seek a means of using it for fitna. They want to find out how to sow discord. They got their own agenda. See, a believer does not have an agenda that goes against what Allah has set. Because a believer has learned, and it takes time to learn. It takes time to learn that what I need has to be in line with what Allah wants. And I know because Allahu Alam, Allah is the best knower, and I must be honest, I look at life, I realize that my life, I realize I'm on a journey myself. It's sort of like I got the best seat in the house in my life. That I'm watching it as well. You know how something happens, you're like, I can't believe this is going on. can't believe that I went from this point to that point. I can't believe it. And it's so amazing to say I can't believe it is that I took a trip in November. They never even published the paper. And when I talked to them and said, okay, where's the paper? They never even published it. So here today, I'm talking about me being on a journey, watching it, and being somewhere, and all of a sudden, Allahu Akbar, the paper shows up at the masjid today. And I'm not glorifying that I'm on the paper. I'm just glorifying the fact that here is now the reminder to me that when I look at it, I still can't believe that it happened. When Allah's in control, that's all that matters. I don't control it. We do not control it. But whatever we feel that's for us is to better understand what might be happening, we have to go to the Quran to do that. We have to go to Allah and select. We have to go to the life example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to find us in it, not because it just sounds good on the roster, but it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has told us in his book. And when we go to the Quran in some aspect now understand this is part of why I said don't get spooky on me. And in some aspect, this is another assembly that Allah has mentioned us in. It's not as big as the other assemblies, but this is another assembly Allah has mentioned us in. And no, you will not see your name. It's not about your name. If you need a name, Adam. If you need a name, Adam. It's about the fact that Allah has mentioned you to himself. Meaning, and when we talk about Adam, let me say this. And meaning, you have been mentioned in the plan and the will of God. So when Allah says to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam, he's saying, prostrate yourself to my will and my plan. We have been mentioned in the will and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How special a person must be to be mentioned by Allah in the assemblies that Allah mentions them. What is so good about this is that, and don't just take, you know, the kutbah for evidence. Look at the Quran. Allah is saying to us, indeed, I have bestowed upon you a book that mentions you. And when this was sent down, it was in the plan of God to send down your life manual. But you have to go into the Quran to get it with the right sincere intentions. And in the opening reporting that I used with Muhammad, the Prayer Peace upon Him said, was reported to have said, actions are but in the intention, and every man will have that which he intends. The month of Ramadan is an action. Intentions are actions. Regardless of how you are in this month, fasting with food, fasting without food, due to illness, age, regardless of how you deal with it, this is a month of action. It's a month of action. And I'm suggesting in this Kutbah presentation that we realize that inside of the Quran is our mention. Dik Rukun. Now, this is where we get dhikr from. It comes from dhakra in the root of this word, right? The meaning is of mention. And when you mention something, you refer to it briefly or go on into it without detail. I just kind of mentioned to you something the other day. You know, remember I mentioned to you. But for us in America, in this society, in the world, when somebody mentions something, we pay attention to it. We give it a lot of thought. But God says to us, the best thinking is on the thinking of Allah. And he also said the believers are those whose heart tremble whenever Allah is mentioned. Well, that's the point. You have 30 days to read this Quran for this month. And it should be read daily twice on Friday. Somewhere inside of it is your mention. We do not know exactly where, but we know it is in there. And how can we get you to know something if you never go to find it out? If you ever wonder how or what my life means, why I'm going through what I'm going through, then you need to let Allah talk to you. Let Allah explain it to you. I'm sorry. You won't find it
in the liquor bottle. You won't find it on the end of the joint. You won't find it in the club. You won't find it listening to all your friends. You're only going to find that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we see how that is also one of those assemblies now? How this book is one of those assemblies now? We go to the word of God, and inside of that word, inside of the will of God, inside of the plan of God, we will find our lives. We will find our direction. Allah tells us in the Quran, you have not been created without purpose. And he also tells us that you're going to do what you were created to do. That should be humbling. For me, it is. You know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have to pay attention to us. But in a book so big, so grand, the Quran is like no other book ever, not before it or not after it. Nothing will be like the revealed word of God. And in it is our mention. So our being mentioned in it using the same words for remembering is telling us that for us to understand our own lives, we have to go to the word of Allah. And we have to let those words direct us. And that means we have to remember. We have to comprehend those words. We have to keep those words. It will show us what is God's, what is not God's, this Zechariah. It means to bear in mind. When we come to the month of Ramadan, we give up things that we should not get the attention that we give them. We leave off things that we have grown to think are our key. And the key word in that is think. We think these things are important. We have come to a place where we have taken the paint off the walls. Now we got to plug some of the holes and the damage of what the last year has put on us. Because it came to a people who were damaged. It comes for people who are damaged. It is for people who have suffered damage from the world they live in. And yes, we have damage. We have suffered. But the worst thing for us is we have allowed ourselves to be our own oppressors. You only have experiments on that. If you train something to do something by itself, sooner or later they'll do it on their own. And you don't even have to do it. That's our own oppressors. Allah has given us the ability to know right from wrong. He put it inside of our own beings to be good or to be inclined toward bad. But for us to learn how to live that best life we can live, we must be willing to go to the Quran. We must be willing to go to other scriptures for those that follow other scriptures. We have to go to the book and let it guide us. Let it teach us how we can live this life. Do what we're supposed to do. And be successful by the standards of what God has set. And if God is willing to give us the criteria, it is clear for us inside what has been sent. The criteria is clear for us what has been sent inside of this. If you want to know how your life should be going, read the Quran. You want to know this, you want to know that when it comes to your life, study the Quran. You never know when you're reading one ayah, it might be the words or the thoughts you need to get you exactly through what you're going through. How could hamstringing a she camel figure something out when I'm dealing with? You have faith with Allah? You don't have faith in Allah? You got to go with an open mind, an open heart. You got to go with the intention of Allah, I'm here, feel me. It all comes with the right intention, the right spirit. You cannot come into the Quran thinking you are owed something. This is why only the purified could touch it, meaning your whole being must be in submission. It's bigger than the fact that you got to make wudu. It's bigger than that. If it was all about being able to make wudu, we would not have tayammum. We would not be able to say bismillah if something happens and we ain't got nothing else to do. We can say bismillah. If it was bigger, if it was all about the physicalness of a wudu, which is very important, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, we can't get caught up just on that. Your whole being must be in submission. We're addressing the importance of the month of Ramadan, how we find ourselves in the Quran. Focus on what Allah has for you in the reading. There's a reason why we are told about those who think that these are just tales of the ancients. Because some do not realize there's a lesson. But Allah asks that, and I'm going to touch on it right now, because and there's a lesson in all that happens and all that we read. But most importantly, there's a lesson why we are reading it. And it comes back to faith. And there's a reporting from Ibn Abdullah. He reported that when we were with the Prophet, the peace of God be upon him, while we were strong young boys, we learned faith before we learned the Quran. Then we learned the Quran and it strengthened our faith. I bring this up because we're still those, in an aspect, we have to feel like we're still those young boys in our lives. We're still learning. So let us use what we have in the Quran, because the month of Ramadan is either going to increase your faith, or is it going to increase your learning of the Quran, or Allahu Alam, Allah knows best, it will increase, inshallah, both. And I've mentioned this before because there's levels to this. In the Quran was given in stages. Each time we read it is another stage. That is how we have to approach it. Because that time we do not read. If you go into bed at night and you think to yourself, I didn't read one ayah. If you go to bed and you say, boy, it was a long, bad day, it was a rough day, well, how many prayers did you make? Did you read the Quran? Did you go to Allah for anything other than complain? Don't lay in the bed and say, this is why, and again, this is me, and Allahu Akbar. Do not die in a state outside of Al-Islam. Right? When we go to bed, we leave. We leave. And if you don't do nothing but lay down and say the Al-Fatiha, lay down and say the Al-Fatiha. Don't die in not in the state of Al-Islam. Don't go to bed and say, man, I ain't doing nothing. Well, I ain't eat no pork today. Nah, that's not how we progress. Because the time we do not read, that time we don't do this, we don't do that, it could be the time that Allah is going to increase us or guide us or give us something we need. It is important to learn to go ahead and make the salat before sitting down watching TV. Go ahead and read a few minutes before doing something else. It's important to read a few minutes and give yourself, get your mind off of everything else. Give something to get something. Never expect to get from Allah. And we have not given something of ourselves. Our deeds are rewarded even if those deeds are spending time helping others. Indeed, we have bestowed upon you a book that mentions you. And when Allah says, do you not understand? And I'm just going to touch on this. He said it's a taqiluna. Understand. Allah is asking us that here is a book sent down for the sole purpose of your guidance, your help, your benefit, a book that has you in it, a book that has us inside of it. But can you understand that? Can you comprehend that? Remember, I mentioned earlier the creation of Adam alayhi salam was a creation of an intellect. Our creation is as an intellect. It's for Allah to connect back to us. The only way He's going to connect back to us is through our intellect. So in the context of ayat, the question being asked, because of course there were the doubters, but for me today, as we look at coming to the celebration of the revelation of the Quran, we want to realize that the purpose was for Allah to connect with the intelligence, the akal, our akal. We do not use the akal. We do not use the akal. I have given you. This is what He's saying. I will come more about this, next time up, more into this in the future, inshallah. But we know the tradition, the gift of the intelligence, the gift of the akal. Allah in the tradition, He states that I've bestowed upon and strengthened the intellect with 10 qualities. certainty, faith, truthfulness, tranquility, sincerity, gentleness, benevolence, contentment, submission, and gratitude. That's so much inside of that. And I'm not going to do justice because I only have a few minutes left. A couple minutes. That might even be two. But those 10 qualities, you want to know how you're mentioned in the Quran? Those 10 qualities are given from the Quran. The mentioning of us in the Quran is Allah telling us that inside the Quran is how you become a better person. A person of sincerity. A person of certainty. A person of faith. A person of truthfulness. Of tranquility, sincerity, gentleness, benevolence, contentment, submission, gratitude. And I know some ask, well, how can I learn about Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Those qualities are Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran is Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And while we are learning, then we become like the other prophets alayhi salam as well. That's the ascension. The only thing we have to go is to look for them. We have to bring them out of the dirt. Regardless of what you plant, something has to come out the dirt. We have to water it. We have to take care of those qualities like the treasures they are. But the first step in doing that is for us to because Allah has already ordained it in his plan. But we have to find ourselves inside of the Quran. This is the importance of the month of Ramadan. To be continued, inshallah. Now, inshallah, I'd give some of the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah. May Allah be pleased in this effort. Rabbana, talk about meaning the Essami Olim. O Allah, sustain and accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Real quick, thank you for your patience.